Now, an election story in Europe with a strange twist. As we've been reporting, in European Parliament elections this week, far-right parties did particularly well, including Hungary's Jobbik party. They are known for, among other things, being anti-Semitic. Turns out their former second-in-command is Jewish. NPR's Sarai Sarhadi Nelson reports from Budapest.
Csonad Szagadi was a notorious radical who often railed against Jews, as in this speech 4 years ago. Like many Hungarian extremists, his radicalism evolved from a staunch hatred of communists. Szagadi helped found the now-banned Hungarian Guard, whose members wore uniforms similar to that of a pro-Nazi party that ruled the country in the final months of World War II. Szagadi and other members of the Jobbik party, of which he eventually became vice chairman and represented in the European Parliament, accused Jewish Hungarians of helping Israel try to colonize their country. But these days, the tall Hungarian calls himself Dovid and wears a black skullcap. He regularly attends synagogues, studies Hebrew and the Torah, and keeps kosher. Szagadi was on a religious pilgrimage to Israel when I recently interviewed him.
For 30 years, I lived a harmful, aggressive, and radical life with extreme views. Now I'm taking the time to reconsider my life and my expectations and where to go next.
It's a life change that he says came about 2 years ago with a startling revelation by his maternal grandmother. After some prodding, she told him she is actually Jewish and an Auschwitz survivor. He says he then started on the path to becoming an observant Jew with the help of a Hungarian rabbi. Back in Budapest, Jobbik spokesman and Hungarian parliament member Maton Gyöngyösi says their party at first embraced Szagadi's religious conversion.
We said, okay, I mean, it's not the origin and the religion that we look at, but more what values Mr. Szagadi represents.
That may have been the party line, but the group's extremist rank and file didn't buy it, says Szabocs Pogany. He's an assistant professor of nationalism studies at Central European University here and describes what he read on extremist websites.
This is what Jews do. They try to infiltrate us. This is, again, a confirmation that you can't trust Jews.
Lawmaker Gyöngyösi says the Jobbik party ultimately forced Szagadi out when they uncovered a recording in which he tried to bribe an opponent who threatened to reveal his Jewish heritage in 2010. Szagadi denies the claim and says he chose to leave before they could throw him out. He says he decided not to run in Sunday's European Parliament elections because there is no Hungarian political party he can identify with. But Szagadi is having a hard time convincing many Hungarians, especially Jewish ones, that he's abandoned his radical past. They accuse him of being an opportunist who hasn't publicly atoned for fanning anti-Semitic discourse in Hungary. Mircea Cernov says that kind of anti-Semitism is responsible for a monument under construction next to a fountain in downtown Budapest. It portrays Hungary as a victim rather than Germany's accomplice in the Holocaust. Cernov heads the Haver Foundation, which tries to combat prejudice here.
I think this Szegedi guy is a clown. Maybe it will be better if he will take his grandma and maybe go in schools and having a dialogue with him, with them, about his past, about his grandmother.
Back in Jerusalem, Szagadi says such comments hurt, but won't keep him from pursuing his goal of becoming an observant Jew. He says while he understands people are angry, they shouldn't judge him until they've walked in his shoes. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News.